This morning, the church is full of beautiful and unusual Christmas trees, a sign that Christmas Day will be celebrated again soon. And from our place in time, we can look back and understand that at that first Christmas, God sent his Son into our world that we might be set free from our sin, that we might be strengthened against it. And on this, which is the first Sunday of Advent, it's not too surprising then that the word for this particular Sunday is hope. And in our singing and in our readings this morning, you've heard hope mentioned on a number of occasions. If you were to ask any Christian, or perhaps for also non-Christians, if you were to ask what is the symbol for the Christian church, what would you expect to see as a sign of the church? And you would almost certainly be told a cross. For the cross is for us the sign of God's love. For some, the cross would be more than an empty cross. It would be a crucifix with the figure of Christ still upon it. And for others, the empty cross would be a token of the fact that Jesus was taken down from that cross, buried, and came again to life for us today. It's only when you stop to think about it that one realizes that the cross was neither sign nor symbol for Jesus and his disciples, or those who chose to follow Jesus during his three-year ministry, because the cross was not yet part of Jesus' life. There was yet no symbol. There was a sign for God and his love, because Jesus gave them one. And his concept of God is one which we also use, but sometimes don't accept it fully. It is the symbol of God as Father. We do often say Father, we do often say Holy Father, but it's not always the word which gives us an idea of God's kingdom. But there is a sign, there is knowledge which takes the idea of God's kingdom as being one which we should be familiar with, for it is part of our own life, and the word is home. Think about your home. Think about the fact that Christians believe that there will come a time when they will be with God in his kingdom of heaven, in his home. A home should be a place where people grow together in love. For those who abide there, it should be a place of safety, a place of privacy, and some where a person may share with others and each can find companionship and friendship. A home should surely be a place where laughter is not a strange sound, but it may also be a place where grief and sobbing finds solace and comfort through those who share that home with you. A home is a place which does not require to be crammed full of material goods, and in which there is a readiness to share with family. And as in God's home, children are to be the fruit of a oneness which is born out of love and trust and the desire that each might be fulfilled. In our societies, more often than not, indeed almost always, but not sadly always, children are the fruit of oneness. Fruit which is born out of love and trust and desire. Thus, children are precious. In such children, there comes a gift, a bequest, almost of experience. Parents who have learned much hand down the wisdom that they have accumulated over years, not with coercion, but in love and a concern for the welfare of those who mean so much to them and who will be those who rule our world in days and weeks and years to come. And how especially true that should be of faith in the love of God, a faith tested in time and experience. I have often over the years had a discussion with parents about the theory that we should not baptize young children, that they should be allowed to grow to an older age, to choose which faith to adopt, or to choose no faith at all, to do it at an appropriate age. I believe parents should not have their children baptized at all if they, the parents, are not going to keep the promises that they make at the point of their child's baptism. Faith must be lived out so that those who witness it in their formative years understand that it is the main lifeline of a person's life. I wonder this morning, as you think about your own life and your children and their baptism, do you need to say to God, "Forgive me, for I have not done as I promised that I would do"? And of course, from my own experience, you may indeed try and endeavour to fulfil all the promises that you make, but you don't, by the same fact, always able to bring your children to faith in God and in Jesus Christ as their Saviour and their Lord. But think of home. Think of this precious symbol of God. The home is to be a place to which an inhabitant comes and comes back to again and again. There's a lovely story told of a man called Lachlan Campbell, a character in the book A Bonnie Briar Bush. Lachlan was a stern old Calvinist elder who sat in judgment of the theology and the life of the Glen. And it's said that he regularly sorted the minister out and straightened out the minister who slipped into compassionate heresy far too often for Lachlan's good, and who minimized the sovereignty of God. Lachlan had a daughter called Flora. And at last, when she reached her late teens, she rebelled against the harsh regime of her home. And she ran away to London. Lachlan was no less severe with his own. And so at the next meeting of the Kirk session, this elder, this pillar of the Kirk, told with his own lips of his daughter's action. And he moved a motion that her name be stricken from the roll of their congregation. A father who saw one way and one way only. But later, this man who always called God Jehovah caught a glimpse of the New Testament. He learned to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And with that glimpse, he began to have a change of heart and a change of mind. He caused a letter to be written to his erring daughter, inviting her to come home, assuring her of his forgiveness. And then the stern old man, thinking his daughter would return in the evening, he lighted a huge parlor lamp, placed it in the window. And every night until Flora returned, that light shone down the steep path that ascended to their home. Like the divine love from the open door of our Heavenly Father's house. Our home, our house, is the house of God, must be, and is a place where forgiveness is given gladly and reconciliation is forever at work. As we consider the symbol of home for God's home, given so much meaning by Jesus, who promises us a place so that we can begin to see a strategy for life. But equally, it teaches us about death. Would any worthy parent snuff out the life of his or her child? Would any parent worth his or her salt say, "I have too many, one less won't matter"? Why should we make God more cruel than we are? Jesus says, bad as we can be, we know how to give good things to our children. How much more will your Father in heaven give things to those who ask him? Jesus says to those who follow him, believe in God. But he goes further than that. Believe in God because there are many rooms in my Father's house. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And I will come back and take you to where I am. You know the way to the house of God, where God makes a home for us all. Jesus came as a little child, welcomed by Mary and Joseph, raised in the Jewish faith, but given the love of God in his heart and mind, and the Holy Spirit as his power, he began to teach people that there was more than severity in God and his way. God is love. And we who gather this morning must hold to our heart and our mind and to the very depth of our being that God has many rooms in his house, and there is a place for us. And so, as we approach again the celebration of his coming in Jesus, so we should go beyond Christmas into the days of our life in the knowledge that the present which God gives us, which is greatest of all, is that he helps us to rise when we fall, helps us to go forward in all the power of his Holy Spirit, to be his people, to be an example to those who have turned away from faith, the faith of God, of his Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so celebrate the Christmas, which has great hopes, which brings also peace and love and joy, all through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so go forward in faith for his sake, in the knowledge that there is a place awaiting for you and reunion with those who have gone before. May God bless to us the preaching of his words.